Blog Talk Radio.
This is the 21st century, and we need to redefine revolution. This planet needs a people's revolution, a humanist revolution. Revolution is not about bloodshed or about going to the mountains and fighting. We'll fight if we are forced to. But the fundamental goal of revolution must be peace. We need a revolution of the mind. We need a revolution of the heart. We need a revolution of the spirit. The power of people is stronger.
Gentlemen, and welcome to this special edition of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, coming to you from San Joaquin County, California. Our air date is July 24th, 2018 of this episode. Okay, as we're currently aware of in the news, and please spread this phone number out all across the net, all across the Twitter. Call in, particularly if you're in the 510 area code, which is Oakland, California, where the location of the MacArthur BART station is located, in which young Neil Wilson was savagely murdered by an alleged white supremacist with the last name of Kawo. From what I understand, that this savage was arrested in, near the Antioch BART station, you know, without incident. But it's very, very interesting of how he is peacefully taken into custody, from what I understand, for murder and attempted murders, because he sliced the throat of young Nia, then also, too, from what I understand, critically wounded her sister as well, too. So any of those of you in the area code 510, please give us a call in at 646-564-9630. Also, too, we see, we have one of our featured guest speakers who's always giving us a call and supporting Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, and we most definitely, give her a very special shout-out. Hello, Sister Demacia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. All right, as you know, wore out, in pain. But however, right now I'm deeply troubled about what transpired in Oakland, California over the weekend. And from what I understand, they had had rallies out there, and that Kat Brooks, who was running for mayor of Oakland, from what I understand, she spoke out there too. And then also too, from what I understand, the former chairperson of the Black Panther Party, Elaine Brown, you know, had made statements in regard to this here as well too. So this is very, very sad. So what the point is, I'm going to get to the crux of it, ladies and gentlemen. From what I understand, that this dude was allegedly a white supremacist, has a lengthy prison record, is what they've described, that he had murdered the young woman, well, with a prison-style attack to her neck. And our hearts definitely, you know, go out to her family out there in Oakland, California, and all around, to her family as well. What's happening is, ladies and gentlemen, once again, as I stated before, you know, on my post on Facebook, Shabaka Sankara, also to check our like page of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. That there gives you the updates, you know, of our upcoming topics and what have you. And this is an impromptu show tonight. Okay, so Sister DeMacy, just what is your feedback on this, and how do you feel about this? I mean, being a woman and all, and, you know, you're minding your own business, you know, at the BART station or whatnot, waiting on public transportation, and just out of the blue, this individual comes out here and commits murder and attempted murder.
Oh, wow.
So what's your feedback?
My feedback is that I'm saddened about what happened to the young women.
Yeah.
I'm nervous because I'm so angry. Number two,
and this is, yes, ma'am, go ahead.
It's heartbreaking. It breaks my heart.
Oh, yeah, it's very, very heartbreaking. You know, it really is. Okay. All right, so the savage that murdered this young woman, he's 27 years old. His name is John Lee Kyle. And from what we understand right here, that he was a transient in the Oakland-Emeryville area. And they're saying that he was taken into custody at the Pleasant Hill BART station, okay, which is near going towards Antioch up there in Contra Costa County. And this here is what a local news station is saying right here. Police say BART Riders anonymous tip led to the arrest of Kyle, who was found aboard an Antioch-bound train. So, therefore, they got some video right here. They say they captured him, and they say that he was arrested without incident. But I got a question for the Bay Area Rapid Transit Police. Dear BART police, why didn't you just simply shoot this guy like the same way you guys murdered Oscar Grant at Fruitvale Station that
Tell
you did almost 10
Grant.
Years ago?
Tell
Oscar
me about
Grant,
that
ma'am.
Incident.
Okay, what happened with Mr. Grant, that he was murdered, he was shot in the back by a BART police officer who claims that he was reaching for his taser when in actuality he had pulled out his 9mm and discharged one round into Mr. Grant, who was lying face down handcuffed on the BART platform at the Fruitvale station.
And
now,
why did he do that?
Okay, well, according to the statements that I read, or, you know, this is 10 years ago, but just to paraphrase, is that he had arrested Mr. Grant because Mr. Grant was involved in an altercation that had started over in San Francisco, and he was going back and forth with individuals on the BART train as it came from San Francisco going into Oakland. And therefore, the BART police were notified. They went there. They handcuffed black people, of course, and they laid Mr. Grant down on the platform, and thus, in turn, he was shot in the back by Johannes Mercer Lee, if I'm saying the name correctly, this dude was not convicted of murder one. I think he only got sentenced to 2 years in jail. And but it was definitely a case of special circumstance in regard to Mr. Grant is because he was handcuffed. But however, California, with his hypocrisy and its laws in regard to black people, this here coincides, you know, with the situation with Mr. Grant. So it's a common thing what they do this here. Now I'm trying to get this advertisement up out of here. It's because, like I said, I don't like advertisement just coming on my wall right here. But basically what this is here, ladies and gentlemen, is a news clip from Channel 4 News, KRON, in San Francisco. So they're saying is that they took him into jail without incident. Then also, too, they're saying is that he was not armed when he was arrested. When asked how Kyle was able to get back on BART following Sunday night's incident, police chief of the BART police, Rojas, called the public transportation system very porous, and saying that this guy, Kyle, had a history of fare and evasion, you know, not paying his fare. Okay. Authorities say that Kyle stabbed Ms. Wilson and her sister late Sunday. The two returning home from a family function. Court documents show a restraining order was filed in April 2016 by Kaiser Foundation, which is a hospital chain here on the West Coast, against Kyle. Records indicate civil harassment of employee as the reason. In October of the same year, officials say Kyle was sentenced to 2 years in prison for second-degree robbery. Officials say he received 159 days of pre-post-invested credit, the majority of which was granted by the judge in his case for time served in jail while awaiting to be sentenced. Now, also, too, ladies and gentlemen, they just recalled a judge over in Santa Clara County and recently in the last local election that they had over there. Okay, so maybe somebody with some legalese knowledge or could track down this judge, and let's see if we can start getting a recall against his sorry ass as well, too. Okay, so they released this guy in May of this year on parole after completing the full term of his sentence. Here's a statement from an Oakland City Council member, and we're not going to say her name. Okay. The suspect accused of killing 18-year-old Neil Wilson was taken into custody tonight, meaning Sunday night, at the Pleasant Hill BART station at approximately 5:15 p.m. The BART police located the 27-year-old John Lee Cobble after receiving a tip from a BART rider. Kyle surrendered to officers without incident and is now in custody. Okay, I really wish that they approached him with guns drawn, had laid them down, had handcuffed him, and shot him and said that they were reaching, you know, for their taser. You see, I really wish they would have done that with him. Because this guy here, they need a special circumstances ass here in California and give him the gas chamber right over there across the bay in San Quentin. Okay, according to BART police, Kyle will be interviewed by BART investigators and the case will be forwarded to the district attorney, Nancy O'Malley, who was recently elected. She was not recently elected. Nancy O'Malley is running for district attorney, you know, and she's got a challenge from somebody because, from what I understand, that this Ms. O'Malley as DA has a tainted past. Okay. So the chief said he spoke with the district attorney of Alameda County, who explained that once her office receives the case, the matter will be arraigned in the Alameda County courthouse on Wednesday. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this dude in the Oakland area, okay, he's being arraigned tomorrow on Wednesday. She says her office will investigate this case closely and has not ruled out charging the attacks against Nia and her sister as a hate crime. And her sister's name is Latifa. This is definitely a hate crime. They need a special circumstances ass, and then give this son of a bitch the gas chamber.
No question.
That's what the state of California needs to do. This is
an animal. And when is the sentencing again?
No. He's being arraigned tomorrow. From what I understand, and anybody with legal knowledge is welcome to give us a call at 646-564-9630. Press 1 to speak live on the air. Okay, so they're going to label, according to the DA of Alameda County, that they're going to charge this guy with a hate crime. Okay, but I doubt it if he gets convicted. And in acknowledging the crime.
Actually,
it's murder in the first degree, and they need a special circumstances ass, meaning give them the death penalty.
I'm a little bit confused.
Yeah. Okay,
I guess
that means
we'll see
give them
tomorrow.
To give them the death penalty is what this is. So getting back to this. Okay, so I'm trying to pull this here back up. Wait a minute. Okay, so therefore, getting back to it. Okay, now, in acknowledging the context of this crime, the mayor of Oakland, Libby Schaaf, says, although investigators currently have no evidence to conclude that this tragedy was racially motivated or that the suspect was affiliated with any hate groups, the fact that his victims were both young black women stirs deep pain and palpable fear in all of us who acknowledge the reality that our country still suffers from a tragic and deeply racist history. Okay, now here's my opinion on this here, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, as it was said to me about 2 years ago during the 50th anniversary of the Black Panther Party, which was born in Oakland, California, I was asked by an older sister. She said, "Say, man, what are you going to do? Are you going to die on your feet or live on your knees?" And she said that she was in the Panther Party in the early 60s at the Philadelphia branch, or I should say the late 1960s. And she says that she lived with that type of scrutiny for over 50 years and that she's a woman. So she asked me that question right there. Okay, now from what I understand is that they had had a series of rallies here and there in Oakland, California, and also to Kat Brooks, who was running for mayor of Oakland. She did address a crowd that conveyed over there at the place of the incident, which is the MacArthur BART station. And reading the rest of this story here, tonight, as I marched with members of Nia's family and hundreds of angry and grieving members of our community, and this is what the mayor is saying, I found myself moved by the love life spirit of our town as we shouted Nia's world. I was overcome by the somber reality that this is just the beginning of the painful journey ahead for the Wilson family, and once again our hearts go out to them as well too in regard to their loss. I know too well that having the suspect in custody is a small consultation as the family makes the final arrangements for Nia and prepares to follow this case through trial. And the mayor said that she will keep you posted once she learns more about how the community can help. To avoid grief scammers, use caution when sending donations to crowdsourcing sites until they are verified. Okay, so therefore, is that all, in addition to people, is that they were saying is that there were a couple of other murders here on this Bay Area rapid transit system, and it's pretty much a modern-day subway system like what you would have back east in New York and what have you, and it services five counties throughout the Bay Area, thus in turn BART, the Bay Area rapid transit. But the thing is, though, people, is that when you go through this right here. Okay. Oh, we got a caller here from area code 410. I think I might know who that is. Okay. And let's take him off mute. Is that you, Isaiah?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry I'm late, y'all.
It's all good. Well, it's not good. You know what happened in those.
Y'all heard about these. About that crazy savage paint.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And me personally, and I'm the personal opinion that it was a hate crime. Now, California is supposed to have special circumstances for the death penalty here. And let's just go on and give him the death penalty, you know what I'm saying, because he has no defense against this shit. This is my opinion, ladies and gentlemen. And you could disagree with me all you want. Let's have a conversation. And the phone number is as follows, 646-564-9630. Now, if the BART police murdered Oscar Grant, who was handcuffed, lying face down, why is this bastard right here still walking around? Actually, he never should have been taken into custody, if you know what I mean.
See, right.
Only thing they should have did was go on there, killed his punk ass, kicked him off the planet, and put down suicide by cops. You know, I mean, come on, BART police. I mean, you all murdered Oscar Grant, and he was handcuffed, and he was just off in a physical fight or what have you. But this sick son of a bitch goes out and commits racially hatred murder against two young black women.
Right.
So therefore, they said that this coward or cowl, what's his name, coward or cowl? Okay, so they say that this sack of shit is 27 years old, and if justice is done properly, maybe he shouldn't have any other time on this planet. Okay? Now, for all you ass scratchers out there who don't see color, who has sipped the Kool-Aid, you're welcome to call in too. It's because this should be an extreme wake-up call to you. Don't you get it, black people? They are killing us. Okay? They are murdering us. These young women, shouldn't have had to work through this.
Right, they always got the back scratches. Those comments were ridiculous. I've seen some of the comments where they were talking about, about those two sisters and stuff. They were talking about that they shouldn't be running their mouths. They just start. They need to start listening to listeners and all that bullshit. Like what? Like come on, yo. I was saying to myself, does that really to take a life from take away from them? I don't think so.
I agree with you, Isaiah. I agree with you. And then also too, ladies and gentlemen, and this is unconfirmed, but I did see on social media where a member of a family had stated and made the statement, quote unquote, black community, please stand down and see what happens in the case. Okay, now my heart goes out to the family. And then also too, we want to announce, that a friend of ours, here, to Shabaka's Black Experience and Hans had a loss in his family as well too. So our condolences, to him, as well. Okay, but getting back here, is because what's happening here, ladies and gentlemen, with this barbecue Becky shit, this permit Paula shit that happened out there in San Francisco about the girl selling the lemonade, barbecue Becky with her bullshit down there by Lake Merritt and whatnot, okay? Mm-hmm. See, this is the type of shit that creates the fervor and that puts all black people in jeopardy when you do this, okay? Now, I don't know what was going through this white fella's mind. Okay.
Well,
this is definitely. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is definitely a hate crime. But what's going to happen is that you're going to get out here, ladies and gentlemen, these politicians who are going to try to downplay this shit from being a hate crime. Now, you could best believe had this would have been two white women and the suspect would have been black, I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts that man would not have been taken into custody alive. Okay.
Of course.
So
Oh, yeah.
So let's see some. Yeah, so that's why I'm saying, Bart Police, you know, to you, how come we don't have equal opportunity? Why didn't you handcuff him, lay him down, and put a 9mm bullet in his back like you did Oscar Grant? And keep in mind that this person here committed murder and attempted murder. Now, from what I understand, too, is that I came across some information that his family is saying that he had a history of mental illness and all this bull.
That's what they always say about those murders.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so
always say that he has some kind of illness. And, like, oh,
yeah,
he
right,
or
some
it.
Shit like that.
Like, he grew up in a broken home and all that. Bullshit.
Oh, yeah. No, he knew what the fuck he was doing. And the reason why he knew what he was doing, ladies and gentlemen, is because after he murdered Nia, he wiped the blood off his knife and threw it off in a construction site, which is near the MacArthur BART station. So definitely the next time I'm in Oakland, California, I will be doing a live feed there on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced on our life page. And definitely, you know, comment. You know, give us your feedback on what you got to say about this and whatnot. So this show is an impromptu show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And once again, we're asking for those of you in the 510 area code to please give us a call here at 646-564-9630. Okay, so therefore, that's what we saw up here on that. And like I said, I'm just very, very
curious.
Yeah, of how this is gonna go is because you could best believe is that with this dude being white.
And the Fox News from ain't doing nothing better. Like, why they show a picture of her holding a gun? Like, they don't have no better pictures of her or something? Like, the Fox News?
To smear her image. You know what I mean? And then the cold part about it is that this just goes to show how you have two standards of justice here. You see what I'm saying? And this is why hopefully that this situation will be dealt with. But like I said, you know, and go on, Alameda County Sheriff, just go on, kill him in custody, and say he tried to escape, suicide by a cop, or any other line of bullshit that you use when you murder us. Okay, so I think this is most appropriate. Now, for all of you out there with cognitive dissonance who says, well, you know, we got to go to court and trial and justice and all of that, you all are crazy. That's all what I'm just going to say. Yeah, you all are crazy. Okay. I mean, you know, straight out. And like I said, and you're welcome to give me a call, and you can say whatever you want, you know what I mean? You know, it's because tonight's show is uncensored. You see what I'm saying? And whatnot, because, see, this is a tragedy. It really is. Now, let's look at something right here. Now, I'm willing to bet, ladies and gentlemen, if we controlled our own economics and bought some of these politicians, okay, then we should be able to get the favorable result. It's because politics is corrupt. Look who you got there in the White House, who I believe contributes to the current racial fervor of which you're having here today. Mm-hmm. And once again, ever since the days that we were brought here in chains, we as a people are once again are subjugated to brutalization. So therefore, what we need to have, ladies and gentlemen, is more self-defense classes in the black community. Also to, to start training our young men and women to defend themselves. Yes,
right.
Because the only thing that they're going to sit up there and do is that they're going to pacify us, you know, with this prepackaged bullshit. You see what I mean? And that's all what it's going to be. That's all that's going to be. You know, and that young woman was murdered like that. And then, of course, you know, what her family is going through. Yes, sir. And then not to mention the fact that from what I understand is that her sister is in critical condition.
You better not get off, bro.
Yeah.
That's why you better not get off.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
You better not get off, man. Come on. Because it's really enough. It's enough right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
okay, I mean, where would you draw the line on this? You see what I mean? You know,
right.
then when the police kill us, or when you have savages like this, you know, that just murders mm-hmm. us, you know, just for the hell of it, then they
right.
piss on our heads, tell us it's rain, they
uh-huh.
shit on us, telling us it's snow when they say this isn't about race. Ladies and gentlemen, that is exactly what it is.
Yeah,
it's
been about
race.
Yeah, it's been about
okay.
race for years and centuries.
And then the sad part about it is that you get a lot of these brain dead Negroes who sit up here and go with this bullshit, you see, and then they go up there and perpetuate it, you see.
Right.
Now,
and they always,
this is exactly
they always tell us to go,
what needs
they always
to
tell
happen.
Us go to church. Yeah, they always tell us to go to church and pray. Tell us to go to church and pray.
Oh,
and no. For no, forget that. Fuck that praying shit. And you got to go to back to the gun range and practice those firearms.
Oh, yeah, sir, absolutely, most definitely. And this is what I advise. Every black person to start doing now is start learning and start developing your self-defensive skill.
It's
because this
because
shit
we
is
have
not
right
going to go
now.
Away.
Right.
Yeah, even more so than right now. It's because they're doing everything they can to erode us, the Second Amendment right, to defend ourselves. You see, they prop out these, to quote Brother Malcolm, these chicken pecking, ass scratching Uncle Tom, who's sitting up there stating, sipping his Kool-Aid of integration, is that we got to love our enemy. There's something wrong with that, people. Okay? Something is very, very wrong with that. And then as the elders had said, it's a crime against nature to teach a male not to defend himself. Now, I see all across the net these very, very skillful brothers in all forms of defense and self-defense and that had very, very great skills. Some of them that I'm acquainted with, you know, had used these skills to make a living. And I'm just, So what I'm saying is, it's time for us, ladies and gentlemen, to go out here and get us some damn community self-defense going on. You see? Because the only way that this shit is going to stop is that you got to return it back, people. That dude
right.
never should have left that MacArthur Bart station. Not in one piece. Not in one piece.
Right.
He never should have left there walking. That bastard never should have been able to get on another bar train. You see?
Yep.
You know, really. And which I appreciated what they did in Ferguson
a few
years back.
Wait a minute, you know who had the video? the station would have the video. They gonna have to turn
Yes, ma'am, they would. They would have it, but keep in mind, though, is that with them having a tainted reputation after the Oscar Grant situation, they're going to take the videotape and they're going to alter it. That's my opinion. Just like with these officer body cams, they alter that shit. Because, come on, people, let's be real. This digital social media bullshit is just that. Yeah, see, they could fabricate cases against you with this bullshit. And that's why I advise Black family, whatever you do, do not put none of your personal photographs up there, particularly of these babies. Okay, you got pedophiles running this sick shit over there in Silicon Valley. Those people are sick. That is diabolical. You see what I mean? And you know, every time you turn on one of these damn devices, we need your location. Hey man, you don't need my fucking location.
Right, you got to turn
my
that shit off.
My location ain't none of your business. You see?
Right. I was gonna say,
and then another thing. And then tell us with all the restaurants around you. Restaurants around me. Stores around me. Hey, Zuckerberg, you ain't giving me no damn money, man, to go out and do market research for you. Fuck you in that. But,
based on our money so we can go to this place.
Exactly.
No, fuck that.
And you know, and I don't need to be seeing all these pop ups with all this bullshit that I'm not interested in buying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need that shit up on my wall.
They can buy 25% off it. So I was like,
what the fuck? And then the cold part about it is every time I turn on my damn cell phone, I don't need to know where the fucking Walgreens is. I don't give a damn about that sale.
Right.
I can tell the fuck less
like
about
that.
McDonald's.
I don't give a bad last
I don't
Burger
give a
King.
Damn about Starbucks or Burger King or none of these corporate ass pigs sitting up there trying to sell me some bullshit that one I don't want and don't need. And then the sad part about it is, ladies and gentlemen, we pay our monthly cell phone bills for this shit. Okay, I'm not paying my goddamn bill.
And it's too high, right? And it's too high. You know, the bill is ridiculous.
And then you bombarding, you know, my damn cell phone, you know, with your advertisement. Hey, Zuckerberg, I don't give a flying fuck about what the hell you trying to sell, trick.
That's why he's falling off now.
Okay.
Yeah, he's falling off right
now. Yeah, exactly. So therefore, and the cold part about it is, Black family, is that they're going to come up there with this bullshit and they're going to let this son of a bitch sit up there sitting in a jail cell. I mean, come on, Bart Police. All you had to do was just kill him like you did Oscar Grant and lie in your report like you did with Oscar Grant.
Exactly.
Bird Police, all you had to do was put a bullet in this son of a bitch's head, falsify your report.
Or did some bad
that
shit he
reached for a weapon. I mean, this
right.
is
if
a
man.
Right.
A black man. Had it been a black man, that poor
right.
baby would
have
had
been a black
no
man.
Head.
Yeah. Right, about that.
Born
if it had been
you're absolutely correct.
To his body.
Right, Queen.
Yeah,
if
only
it
thing they
would have
did was call the fucking meat wagon for him. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they
right.
would have killed it. You see, then they would have called the meat wagon for him, and then they would have wrote up there some bullshit in their report about suicide by a cop or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But here's Oscar Grant, who is handcuffed
and got beaten
down, and is shot in the back with a 9mm. By the Bart Police. But Bart Police, you had a white supremacist and a white nationalist right here that just murdered a young woman and committed attempted murder on her family member. But yet, though, you allow him to get back on the Bart train
that,
and then Now let me make sure that I got this here right. Okay, and those of you in the 510, please give us a call. Now, I'm trying to remember because I boarded the BART train at that station. You got the MacArthur station, the Rock Ridge station, then it goes up there, I believe, something that starts with an O or window. Then it goes up there to a Lafayette station, then another one way up there in the Contra Costa County, up there by Pleasant Hill and Concord, okay? So from what I understand, based on the information that we have right here, is that the two young women and this dude had boarded the BART train at the Concord BART station, which is in the heart of Contra Costa County. And from what I understand about Contra Costa County, you know, conservative, you know, alt-right, white nationalist, what have you. But the thing that I'm finding very, very disturbing is about how they just want us to sit here and just take this shit. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And the only thing they had to do is should have just went on, killed this bastard, okay, and make it suicide by a cop. You know what I mean?
Oh, if it was a black person, that dude, like I said, whole head would have been blown off.
They would have
been one police.
Exactly. Just like how they did Mario Woods there over in San Francisco, and then
Stop
also too, Kat Brooks. You know, she's running for mayor of Oakland. And from what I understand about Ms. Brooks here, and I do have her as a friend on Facebook, that she's a community activist, she's a writer, radio show host, and she's running for mayor of Oakland. And she was out there, you know, at the rally, you know, for the family over there at the MacArthur BART station recently. Now, there are those who are saying is, well, this is a time for healing and all this sort of type of stuff, right? Okay. So if this is a time for healing, then just simply have the hold on. Now this is my opinion, Brother Isaiah. The proper healing would be is for to have the Alameda County Sheriff kill this bastard while he tried to escape jail. Do the community a service. Seriously.
Right.
I mean, after all, this is what you did with Oscar Grant.
Escape. They're going to put him, they not even going to let him sit in jail for a week before he go to the where? What, where is he going? The famous mental hospital?
Yeah. Oh, yes, ma'am. Oh, the way California works, from what I understand, unless they changed the law in the last 5 to 10 years on that, and anybody with the legalese of California law in regard to this, definitely please give us a call at 646-564-9630. Here's what the great state of California would do for your black ass. Okay. You go out, you commit murder.
I'm talking about the white man. I'm talking about the murder.
This is what did. Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, this is what. Yes, ma'am. This is what I'm getting to. Okay, from what I've seen here in L.A. County, Alameda County, San Francisco County, somebody goes out here, commits savage acts like this. Oh, I'm insane. Okay, great. You're insane. The judge will commit your ass to one of the state hospitals, rather if it's in Napa or Camarillo, what have you. They will keep you there for so long, then they will certify you as sane, and then they will bring your ass into court and charge you with the original crime, which would be murder in the first degree. Because this is definitely murder in the first degree. This is special circumstances. You see what I mean? And like I said, he never should have made it out of that BART station.
That's what I'm saying.
Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, and you know what? It was really sad and quite natural, of course. There's nothing sadder than the loss of the young woman's life. Definitely, let's make that there very, very clear that our hearts definitely go out to her family, and to her loved ones. You know, so we definitely want to send them positive energy, you know, for them to deal with this tragedy. But when I see these community leaders in the black community that's coming up with this pacification, okay, what they should be doing is, number one, demand that he be tried for murder one, special circumstance, which will make him eligible for the death penalty in California. Now, if he is convicted and receives the death penalty, then any judge who puts up a stay of execution or any politician who sits up there and says, oh, no, well, we can't do this, you know, we call his ass, the judge included. Because let's look at Dylann Roof. Dylann Roof, those murders, 9 people with a firearm in church, and the state, via the police department, gives him a bulletproof vest and takes him
to a fast food
restaurant.
Trying to treat him like they think he did something good. Like, what the fuck? No.
Yeah, exactly. You
what
see?
The fuck?
And then hopefully this district attorney O'Malley, from what little research that I did on her, you know, she has a tainted past anyway, you see, from information that I've read up on her. So, and it better be murder one. And then if it's not murder one, then we're going to advocate for her opponent in the district attorney's race this November to unseat Ms. O'Malley, in addition to any judge who grants him bail, who does not put him into the mainstream population. But from what I understand, you know, this dude has got the PC up, protective custody. If a judge orders that, we call the fucking judge. See, because they did it over in Santa Clara County, Brother Isaiah. And Santa Clara County is where Silicon Valley is headquartered at. You see what I mean? And then quite naturally, of course, Facebook is very, very biased to people of color. Is because statements that I've made in regard to this, people had inboxed me and said, "Say Shabaki, once again, your post is attachment unavailable." So what that is Zuckerberg and company and their censorship. That's what that is. But you see, black man and woman, as we're winding down this episode tonight, we are loved for being ignorant, but we are hated for being militant. You see what I mean? Now, for those of you off in your age group, Brother Isaiah, when they came with that integrational bullshit in the 60s and 70s, your generation, man, was really cheated out of their true black histories, because what had happened was, when I was in school, it was at the height of the Black Liberation Movement. It was the height of the Black Pride Movement. In addition, there were those, like Brother Malcolm had did, to try to reach out, you know, to all our people in the diaspora and on the continent, and let us come together, you know, on a common fact that they are killing us for simply who and what we are. Now, if you want to sit up there and drink the Jim Jones version of Kool-Aid with integration, you have my sympathy. You really do. You really do. But then I would have to distance myself from you, is because your cognitive dissonance could cost me my life. Okay? Now, as Sister Harriet Tubman had said on the Underground Railroad, when 6 feet 5 guys built like heavyweight contenders would say, well, we got to get back to Master's plantation. You know, Master's going to miss us. He's going to brutalize us and all that. And from what I understand, that Sister Harriet would draw her firearm fully locked and loaded, and she will inform this individual that you're going to take this train ride all the way to the end, or I'm going to decorate that tree with your brains. And you got like about 3 seconds or less to make your mind up, because I have a schedule to keep.
Right.
Now, when we go out and protest, ladies and gentlemen, okay, other groups of people come out there, get in the protest, saying they're all supportive of us and whatnot, that I have seen here in Oakland, California, in my travel. You know, people with Black Lives Matter and what
have you.
But when it comes,
I've been seeing like
when it comes down to it. But when it comes down to it, do they really have our back? I mean, really?
No, not really.
We have to ask ourselves that. It's because here is a young woman that is murdered on a BART platform that is well lit. Actually, at the MacArthur BART station, they have three platforms. It's because it's a transfer station. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And this is so sad. This is so very, very sad. And then what is sad, ladies and gentlemen, was that our people didn't do nothing.
Right.
And keep in mind that MacArthur.
I was going to say that, too.
Keep in mind. And his was
like
really sad.
I was just saying myself, like, where's the brother? Brother said for all that shit that's happening.
Exactly. You see? That's what I mean by that, Brother Isaiah, that in your generation in the school system, see, they took that knowledge away from you guys, man. You see, it's because. Now, Sister Demetri, you still there, right, Sister?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, now you recall, you know, at the end of the Black Liberation Movement, we had the early 70s and whatnot, and then they came up there with that disco shit, okay.
Exactly.
So what had happened was you had a lot of white groups playing black music, you know, like the Bee Gees, the Average White Band, all this old type of shit, right? Okay.
KC and the Sunshine Band.
Yes, exactly. No, exactly, Isaiah. You're absolutely correct. Okay, so then what had happened was is that they started marketing that shit once again in the black community. Then the Sugar Hill Gang came out with the Rapper's Delight, I believe, 1979 or 80. Okay, so now we're 30 years ago. Okay, so then what had happened was all through the 80s you had that. Then the 90s, then the late 80s and 90s came up, you know, with this bullshit, you know, this hardcore shit, you know, shooter in, killer in, B.I. this, B.I. that. It became very misogynistical. It became very, very self-hatred. You see what I mean? And they allowed that shit to go on for 20 Yeah, so I'm saying all is here to say, so it is a wonder of why our 18-year-olds and those under the age of 25 now have lost touch, you know, with our past, is because it was designed this way. Yes, it is because California is going to teach alternative lifestyles to elementary school children. From what I understand, the state of Texas is going to take out the barbaric history of slavery in its state. You see, also, too, I've been in great debate with those, you know, over the Internet today about this so-called black people selling themselves into slavery, that type of shit. Okay, so we have to look at is that we got to get rid of this cognitive dissonance, okay, because, see, these people don't love us, black family. All we got is each other. It is up to us to take care of us. We have to finally realize that integration didn't work.
Right.
That's right.
It didn't
and
work.
What we need to do is we need to
yes,
promote homeschooling our children.
Oh,
that's
absolutely.
The
yes,
do
ma'am.
Not
yeah.
put them in those public schools.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And
think
they won't
so,
get
yeah.
caught up in this madness out here.
Exactly.
DKBs, please.
Oh, yes,
if
ma'am.
We do not
yes,
take a stance and we start teaching these children the knowledge
right.
that we have,
right.
they're going to be had. They will be had.
Right.
Yes,
can I,
yes, 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 yes. And this is
and
what's
also,
so sad about
And also that some of our people need to stop going to church because, you know, that
right.
white Jesus is not going to save us. And they know
right.
I'm white, the Savior is not going to come and rescue us, so they need to stop going to church, stop praying,
yes,
and do
sir.
All
and,
that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And to prove your point even further, where was this white Jesus when Nia
right.
Wilson was being
mm-hmm.
murdered?
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
And this is why we have the hashtag Resurrection of the Mental Dead. Folks, you know, please check out the hashtag that was created, Drop Knowledge, and the name of the group itself, the purpose of the group is self-explanatory. It's because something is very, very wrong when you have a people who've been brutalized here in this hemisphere for over 400 years, and you still want to love your oppressor.
Can I tell you what's wrong? Those
ahead,
people
yes,
are not human.
Dang.
All right. Do you understand mm-hmm. where I'm coming from?
That's right.
Yes,
that
ma'am.
Is real talk.
Yep,
yes,
that's
ma'am.
Real shit.
That is the issue.
Yep,
real right.
shit. Yep.
And then, too, and then you, we have to look at the American ethos in regard to black lives or people of African descent right here. It has
no,
no value.
What we have to look at is what we're on the planet with. And those are
right.
wild beasts.
Right.
Now, deal with it that way. Maybe we can get something accomplished. But you got to know
yes.
what you're up against.
Right.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
And the
and
other thing.
Like I said, yes,
the other
brother,
thing.
I said, go ahead.
Yeah, the other thing that our lost people need to stop being so fucking forgiving of everything they do. They forget
right.
everything.
What they need
yes,
to
sir.
Do is start being defensive against
right.
KB.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Are y'all
right.
listening
yes,
to
ma'am.
Me?
Right.
Yes, yes, sister.
They
yeah,
are so hard of hearing,
God,
Queen Emperor.
Yeah.
They're so hard of hearing. It's like they don't want to
yeah.
learn about this shit.
Absolutely. And it was designed is what? You see, it's because they're going to keep cropping these ass scratchers.
It was designed this way because we are original humans and they are not. So this is what we're up against. This is what we're living amongst.
Exactly.
So
they know
eliminate
who we are. Yeah, they know.
Mm-hmm.
They know
that's
who we are.
Focus on.
We don't know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly right. People
yeah.
don't
mm-hmm.
know what we're
mm-hmm.
up against.
Right.
Exactly. You see? Exactly. And then the cold part about it is that this here is a cold, calculating adversary. You see what I mean? And then
yeah,
on
we
got to
start working
well,
on that
too.
Conversation we just had about how we're going to
mm-hmm.
deal with animals, wild-ass animals,
yeah.
walking amongst
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
That's what we
got
to
start
doing.
No, we have to do.
All the cages. All the niggas put in the
yeah.
cages. And they are out
mm-hmm.
and about, and they're going to keep on killing us. Keep on killing
exactly.
us on future
mm-hmm.
to the future.
And we got
to
learn how to stop all that madness.
Right.
Exactly. That's,
like
and that's real talk. And that is absolute real talk. You know what I mean? And because as long as we're sitting up there allowing ourselves to be killed like this, all we've got
Hello.
Is our own selves to blame.
It ain't going to never stop.
Like I was asking him to stop being so fucking forgiving. Like, why you want to forgive the oppressors that oppress us for years and centuries? Like, come on now.
If they get their ass up out them damn churches from up under them stupid ass pastors, they'll learn.
Right. Exactly. And stop them giving money to the church because the church don't give a damn about us people.
I know that's right,
Isaiah. Exactly. Yeah, you see, later for this damn pulpit camp, you know,
right.
For real.
They all,
we did an episode on that. Yeah, see people, we did an episode.
What?
Pull it up, you can.
Which
you can
one?
Go into our archive. It's called Jack Legs, Pulpit Pimps, and Games or something to that effect. Yeah, Jack Legs,
like
Pulpit Pimps, and
I want to, sure, I won't be on it.
I think you was on that show with us too, Brother Isaiah. Yeah, it's in our archives at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Yep. Just go to Blog Talk Radio, push the Bacchus Black Experience Enhanced off in the search bar there at Blog Talk Radio, and you'll get all our archived episodes. Oh, yes, sir, you most certainly will. And then keep in mind, sir and ma'am, is that we're in overtime right now. So, you know, keep your phones on. It's because we cannot receive any callers at this time. It's because we are in overtime. And so we're just going to go on there and talk it on out about for the next 5 minutes, and then we're going to close out the show.
But
I said, is that I see a lot of talk over the net, you know, where a lot of the young women are saying, well, how come no brothers had stepped up, you know, to protect the sisters and stuff like that? How come, you know, nobody stepped up?
To be honest with you, I'm thinking that nobody was around. I'm thinking that man picked those two girls specifically because the coast was clear.
Okay.
I'm sure he scoped out the environment. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And he caught those two girls alone.
But keep in mind, though, on that same platform that I've been on, it's very well lit at nighttime. They say so. It's most definitely, the incident has been reported.
I'm sure people ran up on the scene.
I'm sure that people
were
looking.
But honestly, if you was up on that platform when that man did that shit, you would have been right there. So I'm sure people were around them girls.
Yeah, I was about to say too. I know people was around that when that shit happened.
Now, y'all, use your head. Think about it. Them girls were probably alone. That's why they were targeted.
Okay, and then on top of it, from what I understand as well, too, is that all three of them were on the same train as it came out of the Concord areas, because they said this dude had boarded the train at Concord.
That motherfucker followed.
And, wait a minute, sister. No, you on something right there. That's what
I believe it was.
Now, according to California law, with the hate crime shit and stalking your victim as well, too, you see, this is enhances all this. You see, the more reason why this bastard should go on and get the death penalty. He does not have no viable excuse, reasoning for what he did. And
that's
Like I said, y'all, he better not get off free. I'm telling y'all, he better not get off free. Like,
somebody
find him and they're trying to torture him. So he better, somebody should torture him.
Right.
Like, right now.
Right. And like
he
I
will
said,
be tortured in the insane ward. Mark my words.
They're going to send his ass up there to Napa State Hospital when he pleads insanity. Then from what I understand, you know, that I've seen it work here in California, then they'll declare your ass sane, and then they'll go ahead and charge you with the original crime. But what I say is that
what I
this
say
dude
is
knew
that
what he was doing.
Dead. Watch.
Yeah, he should be. And then keep in mind that he is an ex-con. So with me, with him being a white boy and being an ex-con in California, so quite naturally, of course, when he was on the inside, he hooked up with white supremacy groups. You see what I mean?
Okay. We got a lot of brothers, okay, with power.
Mm-hmm.
Watch. Mark my words. See if that nigga don't die. Watch.
Okay. Now, I'm praying to the ancestors that the brothers with this power go out there and issue out the justice on this bastard. Because you know what's really tragic about this here, people? Where these women were murdered at? That this was in the original areas of where the original Black Panther Party had started.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. He ain't going to live much longer.
Not.
He is not going to live much longer.
I kid you not. The MacArthur BART station is in that area going north of between Telegraph and San Pablo. Off of 40th Street and Telegraph and San Pablo Avenue is where that they had started and did those patrols in the late 1960s. You see what I mean? Ensuring our safety against murderers like this. That's really a tragedy. So, but I am glad to see that the people are concerned. I know that there are some brothers who are downright infuriated about this because this, ladies and gentlemen,
That white boy is just like, I'm telling you,
I hope so. It's because I know Nia's family, you know, would like to see that, you see, because of the grief of what they're going through. Here, their loved ones is on a BART train. They're coming home, and then they get murdered and attempted murder, you know, by the savage.
Have you heard any words from their family?
No, this is why we put it out there for everybody in the 510 who's in with the earshot of this podcast, you know, when we were able to take calls and call in. But the family is grieving, you know, there's some community situations that are going on that are unfolding. As I said, I will be back in Oakland. And I will be back in the Oakland area tomorrow, so definitely check out my live feed on Shabak.
We need some riots going on out in Oakland. We need some buildings being burnt down. We need some action.
Well, trust me, it's going to happen.
Sister, the only thing I can say about that is this. If something like that was to occur, then you could best believe is that this society that is being inundated by this dump regime brought it on themselves.
Seriously,
just like what a brother said in that same community 50 years ago, the police are there to contain us, they're there to brutalize us, and they're there to murder us. Okay? But 50 years ago, they labeled that man and his organization as terrorists when the only thing that they were doing was exercising their Second Amendment constitutional rights. So this is what I question, ladies and gentlemen. You see what I'm saying? This is what I question.
And they don't even...
So therefore, is that these damn...
We have no questions because we already know what we up against.
And the suspect's name, the murderer's name is John Lee Cowell. Last name is spelled Cowell. He's 27 years old. So that's what we're gonna call him. That's his new social media name. Yeah. So John Lee the Coward. Okay. He's a white male, 27 years of age, 5'8", weighs 190 pounds. And considered to be armed and dangerous, okay? And this was a flyer that was distributed in the community with the black cat on the or in the bottom right hand corner that said that the spirit of the Black Panthers is still alive. And and then here's a photograph that I got right here. We're gonna read this here too. Because
okay.
You know they're gonna yank the plug on her. Okay, and so here's a picture of the BART police handcuffing him, and the only thing that they had to do was just throw him to the ground, shoot him in the back, like they did Oscar Grant, and said that
Hello?
He needed more weapon. Yeah, and let justice be served that way. Yeah. See? Yeah. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really
and
sad. And
and I want to know is this. Why every time I do I see protesters, why they always got to include maybe other people that protesting with us? Like, why we cannot us be protesting? Every time I see a protest, I see another white people. Like, come on.
Because they want a survey. They nosy. They want to look
right,
at us and watch what we
right.
do.
Right.
That's
mm-hmm.
all that is. They spy for
yeah,
their other white friends.
And they don't care what's going on with us. You're right. They just want to be nosy. So
exactly.
They don't really care about us. They don't care about us. Not about the whole situation. They're not trying
mm-hmm.
to help us.
They don't
do.
Have a
mm-hmm.
human care
mm-hmm.
in their body. Them motherfuckers
right.
are animals,
mm-hmm.
caves, fucking bees.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And,
and
the sad part.
They're here to destroy. That's
right.
it.
And the sad part mm-hmm. is that most of lost people. And is that the night, like, to be saying, like, come on in. No, kick them out.
Mm-hmm. Now check this out, ladies and gentlemen. Now let me read this story here. And like I said, they might pull the plug on us at any moment.
Okay.
Now this is ABC News out of SF. Okay. They asked him what his name was. He was truthful with the BART police in terms of his name, and asked him for his identification, and he provided them with a California identification card. The arrest comes as a huge relief for the Bay Area, where the random attack has triggered outrage and protest. Okay, police say the coward pulled a knife on sisters Nia and Latifah Wilson on the platform of the MacArthur station just before 9:45 p.m. Sunday night. Nia, age 18, died from a stab wound. I don't know what it was, but he was always a kind of a problem, said neighbor Carol Kincaid. She has known the coward since he was a child. She says she's lived in and out of the Concord home, and over the years has been in trouble with the law. In fact, according to the media partners at the East Bay Times, the coward has an extensive criminal record. Okay, Kaiser Medical in Richmond, California, filed a restraining order against this coward after he was accused of threatening and killing an employee in 2016. Special circumstances.
Threatening to kill employees?
Yes. Then he was sentenced to prison.
And dudes still walking around.
Now get this. Then he was sentenced to prison for robbery.
Somebody, we got to get the shit out of them people. We have got to get that's a lawsuit.
And after serving 2 years, he was out on parole 4 months ago. As to what led to Saturday night stabbing, the police still don't have a motive. Okay, stop right there. They know what the fucking motive is.
They didn't want to write
their
motive.
Okay,
right.
No, people. That's pissing on our heads, telling us it's rain. They are shitting on us, telling us it's snow. They know what the fucking motive was.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, Then the chief of the BART police says that they have not connected him to any type of radical group or white supremacist group or anything like that. Now, I'm of the opinion that if this son of a...
Ain't nobody asked him about that shit. They stupid.
No, but hold on. But I'm of the opinion that if he was or is a white supremacist, the police chief would deny it anyway.
Of course.
Okay.
They always
deny it. Okay.
Yeah, they always
all right,
deny
and we
it.
Already And then also, too, we did read the mayor's statement, Mayor Libby Schaaf, and she has said that Oakland has no room for hate or white supremacy. And keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that is the birthplace of the Black Panther Party, in which it was responding to point number 7 to stop the murder of black people by the police. Okay. So another thing that I'm looking and another thing, too, that I'm looking at, people, is the history of California and its tainted race relations. Okay.
Okay.
Now, as that, you know, people have inboxed, not inboxed me, but people have replied to my post earlier today, and I did make a post up here today with this fool's picture up here of him being arrested at the Pleasant Hill BART station, and it says on my wall, "Hey, Alameda County Sheriff, make sure this MF dies by suicide by cop." And keep in mind that California has no problem killing black people while in custody. So let's see some equity here. You know, later for the bastard. Okay, so you know, so let's see equal opportunity right here. Now the sheriff of Alameda County and BART police, they're in a great position to show equal opportunity here, when all they think they had to do was just put a bullet in him while he's handcuffed.
They don't do that to each other. You know way better than that.
They
damn,
always
forgot.
Why you playing?
That's right.
They always stick together.
It ain't no time for don't be playing around with that bullshit.
You are absolutely correct about that. And I'm upset is because I've been and I rode the BART trains at that same station. So now the next time
you know what
I
you
go
do.
Up there,
just don't
that, I'm going to have something on me.
Oh, please. You better.
Yeah, you say, no. This bullshit about these sorry politicians. And keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, I want a black politician to make me eat my words, and I want to say that. Okay, but like Kevin Johnson, who is the mayor of Sacramento, California, is going to sit up there and tell the inner city, turn in your guns, and we'll give you $50 in food coupons for a grocery store.
Oh, God help me. Lord help me.
Okay.
I can do this once again.
It is the cognitive dissonance of the slave mentality of the Negro. Now, keep in mind, black man and woman, the Negro is strictly an American invention. As someone has stated, a Chinese American, when I say I'm not Chinese American, I'm Chinese. A person from Pakistan, when I say I'm a Pakistan American, I'm Pakistani. Somebody, say, from another nation or have roots in another nation. I'm Mexican. I'm Colombian. I'm German.
I'm Irish.
Yeah, thank
I'm
you, good. Brother.
I'm
but when I go up to the Negro would say, that he is an American. Now, do you see the fucking problem right here?
No question.
They don't want to say they are African. They just want to say they are something else.
I got a question, people. Okay. What does Ben Carson have to say about this now?
I'm talking about that ass scratching.
Chicken pecking Uncle Tom Negro in the dump machine. What is that other?
I haven't heard him say
out?
Nothing. You?
Negro.
I am saying nothing. Negro.
Oh, Ben Carson? No, sister. Ben Carson said that when the slaves are brought here under barbaric and inhumane conditions on the slave ships, is that they were coming here looking for the American dream. Now, ladies and gentlemen,
ain't no American dream. Ain't no American dream. It's American nightmare.
Exactly. No.
But what I'm
just saying though is this, people. How is he going to say, you know?
He's taking his own medication.
But anyway, Brother Isaiah and Sister Demacia, we're going to sign off here tonight. Here on July 24th, 2018, on this special episode, called Murder at MacArthur Station. So we will definitely be doing a follow-up on this as the case unfolds here in Northern California. Wow. Definitely stay tuned to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, and we will give you as much information as we can as the story unfolds. And for those of you in the 510 area code, feel free to post knowledge about this up on my wall for our podcast, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, our like page on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter at Shabaka EXP and on Twitter. So we're going to bid you a nice night from San Joaquin County, California. And we're going to go out with Wes Montgomery, Bumping on Sunset.